The American honeybee has been suffering stress from pesticides, mites, and what's called colony collapse disorder. WMUK's Nancy Camden checked in with members of the Kalamazoo Bee Club, where she learned that the long, cold winter was fatal to many local bee colonies.
Pat Grupp is a member of the Kalamazoo Bee Club and calls herself a hobbyist beekeeper. On the last day of March, in an upscale neighborhood in Kalamazoo, I talked with her by her three hives in her side yard.
If the bees were alive, we'd wear a veil. This brick is yellow. It's on top of the hive, and a bee from this hive will look for its yellow signature that would have identified it. Now we have a top cover, which is kind of heavy. This is the remains of my cluster of some very nice bees. My three hives are dead. They made it a long way in spite of the extremely cold temperatures. It's very unfortunate because I started the winter with some very strong bees. Last year, I processed 225 pounds of honey. If you go and buy honey at a box store, you're probably getting the typical refined product with all the good stuff out of it. My honey is strained but not filtered. What started me in beekeeping is I found out the average person can keep bees. It wasn't making money or processing honey that increased my interest to keep bees. It was the fascination of the bee, this tiny little insect. They communicate to one another. They know each other. You can just go on and on about the wonders of the honeybee. When bees come out of the cell, they have different jobs to do. They live about 6 weeks in the summertime. So when they first come out of their cell, they're house bees. They stay inside. They clean up the hive. They take care of the queen. They take in the pollen as it comes in. They take care of the baby bees, and then they become guard bees. I love to go peek in when they're not looking, and I can see guard bees lined up at the entrance. They stand on four legs with their front two legs up in the air as if they're ready to pounce. But the bees won't bother you unless you bother the bees. And if it's yellow and black stinging you, it's a yellow jacket wasp, more than likely.
Do you have any estimate of how many bees are in each hive?
In the middle of summer, I had three hives with 60,000 to 80,000 bees, and I can be out in the yard and hardly see a bee. They're pollinating our neighborhood, my vegetable garden in the front. I think having bees in your yard is the ultimate of gardening.
The best place to learn about honeybees is the monthly meeting of the Kalamazoo Bee Club.
The other most important thing that we fail to think about as beekeepers is adequate forage.
We've got 500 members, at least, and we do a monthly meeting, usually at the Nature Center. My name is Tom Truhoff, and I live in the city of Kalamazoo. I keep my hives in my backyard. This was quite a devastating winter. I have one that survived the winter and two that died. And my neighbors love it because they pollinate their gardens. And they've gotten some vegetables that they've never were able to get before. And, of course, I give them a little honey and sweeten the deal every fall.
This is a small little insect that stings, but a beekeeper has a real affinity and a real interest and maybe love for these bees. You really like your bees. They're so fascinating, and we do all kinds of whatevers to keep them alive and keep them going and keep them healthy. It's an interesting hobby, to say the least.
The beekeepers have purchased new honeybee colonies from suppliers and are optimistically placing them with their queen into vacant hives. For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
The next Kalamazoo Bee Club meeting will be Saturday night at 6 at the Westwood Fire Hall in Kalamazoo Township. An expert will give a talk on swarming. Membership and events are free.